Before you sign, what every South African should know about medical schemes, medical insurance and the cover they really need. MedShield Consumer Advisory. For many South Africans, navigating the healthcare funding landscape can be confusing. Terms such as medical aid, medical insurance, open schemes, restricted schemes and self-administered schemes are often used so interchangeably that most people sign up for cover without fully understanding what they are getting, or, more importantly, what they are not. Healthcare cover is one of the most important financial decisions you will make. Getting it right means more than finding an affordable monthly premium. It means understanding how the product works, who governs it, and whether it will genuinely be there for you when you need it most. Medical aid versus medical insurance. Understanding the difference. One of the most common misconceptions is that medical aid and medical insurance are the same thing. While both help cover healthcare-related expenses, the difference matters enormously when you are sitting in a hospital waiting room. Medical schemes, commonly referred to as medical aids, are regulated under the Medical Schemes Act and overseen by the Council for Medical Schemes, CMS, a statutory body established to protect consumers. By law, every registered medical scheme must provide prescribed minimum benefits, PMBs, which guarantee members access to treatment for a defined list of emergency and chronic conditions, regardless of which plan they are on. Medical schemes also operate on a non-profit basis, meaning every rand of your contribution goes into a pool that funds healthcare benefits and maintains the scheme's financial sustainability. Medical insurance products, by contrast, fall under the Short-Term or Long-Term Insurance Act and are regulated by the Financial Sector Conduct Authority, FSCA, and Prudential Authority and operate on a profit basis. They are designed for people who need affordable day-to-day cover or a basic safety net. However, they provide limited healthcare-related and are not designed to replace comprehensive medical scheme cover. Instead of paying your medical bills directly, it pays out fixed, predetermined amounts for specific events, e.g., a set daily rate for a specified period if hospitalized. A medical scheme is a healthcare fund built around your needs, whilst medical insurance is a financial product built around a risk model. Knowing which one you have and which one you need is the starting point for every good healthcare decision. Open and restricted or closed medical schemes. Once you have decided that a registered medical scheme is the right choice, the next question is which type of scheme is accessible to you. Open medical schemes are available to any individual who meets the membership requirements and can afford the monthly contributions. Membership is not linked to a specific employer, profession, or industry. Restricted medical schemes, sometimes referred to as closed schemes, limit membership to a defined group of people, such as employees of a specific company, members of a profession, an industry association, or a trade union. Membership is more uniform and can sometimes offer tighter control over contributions. Whether you are employed by a company that provides a scheme, self-employed, or seeking the flexibility to choose your cover independently, the best option depends entirely on your individual circumstances and accessibility needs. How a scheme is administered, the detail most people overlook. Beyond whether a scheme is open or restricted lies a distinction that receives far too little attention: who actually runs it day to day? An administrator-managed scheme appoints an external administration company to handle its day-to-day operations, including claims processing, member servicing, contribution collection and related activities. While the Board of Trustees remain responsible for governance, many operational processes are managed by a third-party organization. This arrangement can create a disconnect between the trustees and operations, and members often finding themselves interacting with a contractor instead of the scheme itself. A self-administered scheme manages all of these functions in-house, under the direct oversight of its Board of Trustees and management team. The scheme retains greater control over its operations, member service delivery and strategic direction. The self-administration structure significantly influences the member experience by reducing administrative costs, allowing a larger portion of member contributions to go towards healthcare benefits, and providing a service experience directly owned by the scheme. Why administration matters. Self-administered schemes often offer distinct advantages that directly affect the member experience. Accountability. Direct oversight of operations keeps decisions closely aligned with member interests. Governance. Trustees and management have full visibility into day-to-day activities, allowing more effective monitoring and oversight. Strong member focus. With no intermediary, services and processes can be designed entirely around member needs. Transparency. Direct management of administration provides clearer insight into how resources are used to deliver member benefits. Choosing the right healthcare partner. Selecting healthcare cover should involve more than comparing contribution rates and benefit schedules. The structure, governance and administration of a scheme directly affect what you receive in return for what you pay every month. A few questions worth asking before you commit. Does the cover provide comprehensive, legally protected benefits? Is the scheme financially stable? Does it give you direct access to quality healthcare providers? And importantly, who is actually running the scheme, and in whose interest are they doing so? Ends. Author at MedShield Consumer Advisory Plus posts bio at MedShield Consumer Advisory. Why youth is the most important time to invest in health at MedShield Consumer Advisory. The pharmacy surprise. Why you're paying extra for prescriptions, and how to avoid it. Share on your socials.